I got Sean Morrison on the line, defenseman of the Washington Capitals, joins us again here on Overtime. Hey, Sean, it's Holden, Liz Drabeck. How are you doing tonight?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing great.
So, Sean, presumably your favorite team, the Penguins, are in town. Now, last visit of this particular radio show, you may have said you don't like Sidney Crosby very much. Is that any truer or falser with them playing you tomorrow?
Well, you know, they're a big rivalry of ours, and you know, I have friends on that team, but when we're playing, we're not friends. Maybe after I'll say hi, but, you know, everybody is, you know, an enemy out there, and we want to win the game, and that's our number one goal. So,
not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but do you guys feel like you need to take on the Penguins in the postseason to just get over that hump?
Well, you know, I don't think we need to. I think that we'll eventually end up playing them. You know, I feel like they're one of the stronger teams in the East. So, you know, I think we're going to have to go through them if we're going to want to win the Cup. So,
Sean, you guys are on your way to the playoffs already. And I don't love asking athletes, you know, how do you get motivated for this? Because it's your job. It's what you do. But how do you not suffer from senioritis? You know, knowing that your classes are done, you know, you got your A, and you're just riding it in from here on out.
Yeah, you know, we kind of went through that last year a bit, and we felt this year, you know, going to the playoffs last year, we're kind of a little bit sloppy. So we want to just keep that winning edge and keep our habits up and going to the playoffs hungry, you know, and on top of our game. So right now, you know, we are ahead of everybody, but we do want to win the league, and we want to get we want to win every game till the end. So
talking to Sean Morrison of the Caps here on Overtime. I haven't seen any pictures, but how is Brooks Like's face?
Yeah, it's I saw him in the room today, and he's got a little bit of a cut below his eye, but I could see, you know, a room with Brooks. Yeah, I know what he's like, and I could see he was in some pain. I talked to him today. He's hanging in there. I think he's just a little bit disappointed. You know, it happens in practice, but you know, it's just that kind of, it's unfortunate. But I think he'll be all right. I think you know, he should be. Shouldn't be out too long. So
he's not missing that game tomorrow, is he? He doesn't miss games. He's a robot.
Yeah, he's an Iron Man. So I doubt he'll miss that game. I think you know, a couple stitches here and there, he'll be good to go. So,
Sean, you talked about the end of last season. Is there anything the coach is doing to prepare you to do things any differently for this season?
No, I just think last season we kind of got lazy, a little bit sloppy the last couple of games. And I think guys are really hungry this year, and we have been since day one. And we know what we want. We want to win it all, and we know that we got to keep up these good habits going into the playoffs, and we want to be on a streak. So he just has us working hard. You know, he's been running us some pretty hard practices and going over video and trying to touch up on everything else. So,
hey, what makes that team you're going to play tomorrow night so good? What is it about them that makes them such a special team?
Well, they got great players. You know, you can't deny Crosby, Malkin, Gonchar, Fleury and goal. They got good players, and you know, they just you know, they have the experience. They've won a cup. They've been to the finals twice, and just, you know, they just play well as a team. They're well. They got a good coach over there, and so it's just, you know, it's just a great matchup. I think it's one of the best matchups in the league. But you know, they just got a lot of great players over there, and they really play well and have a great system and play well together. So.
The coach came out the other day and stopped just short of giving Jose Theodore the resounding into the playoffs endorsement. Would you be able to do that for Jose? Is he your number one goaltender?
Yeah, no, I think he's played great for us down the stretch here. I don't think you could question that. I think he's earned that spot, and you know, I think it's good for him, and I think he's you know, pumped to take on the challenge. But you know, we got a good backup in Varley if anything happens. So, you know, I think we're comfortable with our situation right now in that. So,
Sean Morrison, Caps defenseman. So, I don't know if you saw the video, but the Red Wings had a little issue with Crosby last night, and their goalie Howard went after him at the end of the game because Crosby was being a little bit chippy. So, when you're talking about the stars and the two biggest stars in the game with your guy Ovi and their guy Crosby, Do you notice guys going out of their way to try and take Ovi down? And is there any situation where you go out of your way to try and give an extra little nudge to the opponent's best player?
Well, you know, you don't want to be give him too much room out there. I think with Crosby, you want to be in his face, and you know he doesn't like when guys are hitting him and you know getting up in his up in his face. He doesn't like that, and we want him to get frustrated out there. Maybe take some penalties, and that's still what we got to do because other teams do that to Ovi. They're in his face trying to hit him all the time, and that's just the way it is. You know, we got to go after after their guys and. Make it hard on them every night. So,
is that how hockey works? If they go after your number one guy, you go after their number one guy?
Well, I think your number one guy can handle himself, but I think you want to just definitely key on their top guys, and you want to be up in them. You know, you want to get up in their face, and you don't want to give them much space. They're great players; they can make plays. If you give them too much time out there, they can just make things too many things happen, and it'll cost you. So, you want to be tight on those guys and make sure they're always watched when they're on the ice. So,
Sean, who's your team MVP?
What's that?
Who's your team MVP right now?
My team MVP?
Yeah, on your team right now. Who's the Caps MVP?
Alex Ovechkin, of course.
I just keep seeing a case to be made for Nicklas Backstrom, and now his performances have been a little bit unsung.
Yeah, you know, you could say we have a lot of MVPs on our team. We have a lot of guys stepping up every night, but, I think Ovi is our leader. He's our captain, and, I think he's had a phenomenal season. I think a lot of guys have had a great season, but I would have to say Ovi for sure.
I can't ignore the story of the cops being up there with the steroid investigation, so I'll make this as quick and painless as possible. Any distraction whatsoever today at the ice complex, and if there even is it making you more focused on the Penguins?
No distractions. Our team is, that's not an issue here with our team. So
good. We didn't make it too painful for you. That's beautiful. Hey, Sean, I'm really looking forward to this game tomorrow night. I hope you crush them. Absolutely crush them. I know Sydney's in town right now. I know you dislike him. You want to say it anymore? You hate him?
It's going to be a good game tomorrow.
Winning the fifth.
Go get him, Sean. That's awesome. Go get him tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You got it. Sean Morrison, Caps defenseman, joining us here on Overtime.